Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Ayin Zayin. The Meimra de Kulum Mimoed Asu, the idea that a carbon sibur can be brought b'tumah is derived from the usage of the term moed by each carbon. Both Tumah and Pesach say b'moed do, which teaches afilu b'Shabbos afilu b'tumah. They can even be brought on Shabbos and can even be brought b'tumah. We cannot derive that Pesach can be brought b'tumah from Tumah being brought b'tumah or vice versa, because each has a quality that makes it unique. The Tumah is brought twice every day and entirely burned. Pesach carries a chli of kares. We can't derive that other carbonos sibur can be brought b'tumah from Pesach and Tamid, because both Pesach and Tamid have a chumrah that no other carbonos have. Eilat Asu Hashem b'Moadechem teaches that a carbon musaf should even be brought b'tumah. We can't derive that Omer and Shtei Alechem are also brought b'tumah from carbon musaf, because we would assume that the musaf serves as a kapara, so it can even be brought b'tumah. But Omer and Shtei Alechem, which are brought lahatir to allow eating the new crop, cannot be brought b'tumah. We learn that Omer and Shtei Alechem can be brought b'tumah from the pasuk Vaydabri Moshe Es Moadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. We can't learn that other carbonos sibur are brought b'tumah from Omer and Shtei Alechem, because we would assume that only these carbonos which serve lahatir to permit the new crop can be brought b'tumah, but not carbonos that serve as a kapara. So, in order to introduce a question, the Gemara makes two critical assumptions. First, that tumah d'chuyah hi b'tzibur, we hold like Rabbi Shimon that Torah only begrudgingly allows carbonos tumah to be brought b'tzibur, and therefore they are only acceptable because of the power of the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, which works even when the Kohen Gadol isn't wearing it. This is against Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that tumah hutra b'tzibur, since tumah is totally permissible. With regard to carbonos tzibur, the tzitz plays no role in helping carbonos tzibur. The tzitz only works when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, and we still allow carbonos tzibur to be brought b'tumah in Yom Kippurim when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing his tzitz. Second, ein tzitz merat al achilos. We assume like Rabbi Yossi that the tzitz does not help those parts of the carbonos that get eaten, just the parts used in the avoda. This is against Rabbi Eliezer. Given these two assumptions, the Gemara asks that name masnis nedolak Rabbi Yeshua, our Mishnah, which allows carbonos tzibur to be brought b'tumah, is against Rabbi Yeshua, who holds the main basarei and dam, that when the carbon cannot get eaten, the zrikas adam is not valid either. Since we need the tzitz, and the tzitz doesn't work for these parts of the carbon that get eaten, it shouldn't work at all for carbonos tzibur. So the Gemara offers four suggestions as to how Rabbi Yeshua can agree with our Mishnah. First, kasav Rabbi Yeshua tzitz merat ala olin. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua holds that tzitz works for the parts of the carbon that get burnt on the mizbeach. When he said main basarei and dam, that the zrikas adam cannot be done if the meat cannot be eaten, he really meant that if both the meat cannot be eaten and the emun cannot be burned, you can't do Zrikas Adam. We reject this answer because it wouldn't explain why we can bring Omer and Shtei Alechem in a state of Tumah, considering that they don't have any parts that are brought on the Mizbech. Second, Kasav Rabbi Yeshua Tzitz Merat Ala Achilos. Our assumption that nobody agrees with the Rabbi Lata that Tzitz even allows for eating of Karbonos B'Tumah is incorrect. Rabbi Yeshua holds that Tzitz is Meratza for eating as well, so the carbon is edible and the Zrika can therefore be done. The Gemara rejects this for two reasons. First of all, Amai Kamidas Rabbi Yeshua Psula. Why does the Mishnah say that if the leftover parts of a mincha become tamei, the carbon is possible? If Rabbi Yeshua thinks that tzitz can allow for eating betumah, we would still allow the kamitza of the mincha to be brought because it will allow for the leftover flour to be eaten. Second, the Braisa says explicitly that Rabbi Yeshua holds that if both the basar, which gets eaten, and the chalev, which gets burnt on the mizbech, become tamei, we cannot do the zrikas adam, apparently because in tzitz meratza la'olin v'la lachilos. The tzitz does not help for these parts to get burnt on the mizbech, nor for the parts to get eaten. For the parts that get eaten. The Gemara's third approach to reconciling Rabbi Yeshua with our Mishnah is that kan lechatchil lekan b'diavad. When Rabbi Yeshua said that both parts of the carbon need to be kosher, he only said this as a din lechatchil, that we shouldn't bring the carbon if both parts are not valid. However, if it was already brought, even though none of the meat was valid, it still works as a carbon, and that is what our Mishnah was talking about. The Gemara rejects this explanation because Rabbi Yeshua uses the expression psula, which implies that it is even invalid b'diavad, and the Mishnah uses the phrase chamisha dvarim ban bituma, which implies that they can even be brought lechatchila. Finally, the Gemara suggests can be yachid kan b'tzibur. When Rabbi Yeshua says that if we can't eat the meat, the entire carbon is invalid and should not be brought, he was talking about a carbon yachid. When the Mishnah allows a carbon to be brought b'tumah, it's talking about a carbon tzibur.